with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's drug war strikes again. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Pete Hegseth says U.S. forces have killed four people in a strike against a boat he alleges was carrying drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean. It's the 14th strike of a military campaign that began in September in the waters off South America. In a social media post, Hegseth asserts intelligence determined the vessel was transiting along a known narco-trafficking route and carrying narcotics. He adds it was in international waters and no U.S. forces were harmed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump is talking about resuming nuclear testing.
A global ban on nuclear tests is in place. President Trump says if there were tests, it would be on an equal basis with Russia and China.
They seem to all be nuclear testing.
Russia?
We have more nuclear weapons than anybody. We don't do testing. We've halted it many years ago.
The Kremlin warned if any country resumes nuclear testing, Russia would follow suit. There was no indication the U.S. would start detonating warheads. The last detonation was in 1992. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Northern Caribbean is dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. In Jamaica, emergency relief efforts are underway as residents clear roads and assess damage. The storm has left many without homes, power, or communication. Authorities have confirmed at least four deaths and thousands remain in shelters. In Cuba, heavy equipment is clearing roads and the military is assisting isolated communities. In Haiti, dozens were dead or missing after catastrophic flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 109 points, the Nasdaq dropped 377, the S&P 500 declined 68 points. This is SRN News. The U.S. rejoins the Geneva Consensus.
It's a coalition of nations that have signed a declaration stating that there is no international right to abortion. President Trump signed on to the declaration at the end of his first term in office back in 2020. But President Biden reversed that commitment shortly after he came to the White House, leaving some 30 other countries to go it alone. Now Mr. Trump has restored the U.S. membership in the Geneva Consensus, joining such nations as Hungary and Egypt. Michael Harrington reporting.
With about 100 days to go until the Winter Games in Italy, the U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of trying to keep males from getting into female events. The committee now requires athletes who want to compete in women's events to take an SRY gene test, which identifies the Y chromosome found in males. It's the same test that track and boxing federations adopted earlier in the year. This is SRN News. Passengers are injured on a JetBlue flight that had to be diverted.
The flight bound for Newark was diverted to Tampa due to control issues experienced by the flight crew. That's according to the Federal Aviation Administration. Some of the passengers were injured. That's according to JetBlue. Flight 1230 diverted to Tampa International Airport at about 2 in the afternoon. The Airbus 320 left Cancun International Airport and was headed to Newark Liberty.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. The Grand Egyptian Museum is finally nearing its grand opening after two decades of anticipation. The museum, located just outside Cairo, is set to open on Saturday. It highlights ancient Egyptian civilization and aims to boost tourism, a crucial source of foreign currency for Egypt. The billion-dollar facility will be the world's largest museum dedicated to a single civilization. More at SRNnews.com.